This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. You guys with us all show. We got a lot to get to today. Rhea Hughes will join us at 11. Curious what's going on with someone on the Philadelphia Eagles. And we bring back the Daily Mock at 1 o'clock. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen, just keep work stuff at work. You shouldn't talk to people about work stuff in the street.
Okay.
Do that.
Okay. But what if it's like the Eagles? Because that's our work.
Well,
stuff.
That's different. Okay. That's different. I'm just saying like personal stuff.
Oh, well, behind the scenes.
Yeah,
stuff.
Behind the scenes.
Oh, you don't want to pull that curtain back.
Yeah, you don't want to pull the curtain
you.
Back. Yeah,
you.
You don't want to. Yeah, you should keep that stuff.
All right. I'm not sure if this is work stuff, behind the scenes stuff or not, but I have a thought on the Phillies. As we are 3 days away, Hugh Douglas, from opening day, which I am super excited for. We're almost there. I mean, I actually heard the morning show discuss this morning that we haven't had a real game here to discuss in a long time. You know, the Sixers are terrible. The Flyers are terrible. We haven't had like a game to chew on in a while. And on Thursday, we will. Opening day is here. The Phillies and the Nationals Thursday afternoon in D.C. I cannot wait for baseball. We'll do a lot of Phillies this week leading up to opening day. But, Hugh, I got something on my mind with the Phillies because it's kind of been gnawing at me since the end of the playoffs last year. And it's about Rob Thompson, the manager. So we got some news we'll bring to you here in a second from Topper yesterday on his lineup and what he's going to do here. But, Hugh, as I think about the Phillies and I think about where they're headed this season, and I keep thinking about how last year ended and the reaction of last year, and I keep thinking about Rob Thompson and how I like Rob, and I think he's done overall a good job since he got here. But I can't get out of my head the last 3 years with Rob Thompson have ended the same way. And Rob Thompson has been part of that in October. I would say not so much against the Astros, but certainly a lot against the Diamondbacks, and you could even say the Mets last year. I'm thinking about Rob Thompson's future. And Hugh, as this season starts, this might be their last shot, this group. And I can't let this thing slip away. So as I start the season, just me, I don't know what the Phillies are doing, but as me, I'd have him on the hot seat to start the season. If they get off to a slow start, I'm not riding this out and just saying, well, Topper's our guy. I need the Phillies to play well. I need the Phillies to take advantage of the group they have here and not waste this group, because the last few years they've gotten close and not won it. I believe Rob Thompson should start the season on the hot seat. And adding to that, the clock has started on Rob Thompson. Adding to that is the one thing on this baseball team that we all knew worked was Kyle Schwarber as the leadoff hitter. And it sounds...
Oh, you and your feelings today.
Yeah, I am my feelings. Well, I mean, yes, I am, okay?
Oh, now goodness.
It sounds like we're not going to have that, at least not on a daily basis. Hugh, where do you come down on this? And then we'll talk through the lineup thing that Topper let us know about yesterday that he kind of hinted at it for a few weeks here. But Hugh, where do you come down? Rob Thompson, should he be on the hot seat to start
the
season?
You know, this is interesting, man. And I'm going to long talk a little bit.
Uh-oh.
So everybody
Uh-oh.
Get ready. I'm going to long talk a little bit because I think that there's a lot of layers to what you're saying,
there are a lot of layers.
I get where you're coming from. And I've seen this happen before. And unfortunately, when things change, sometimes the team gets over the hump. You know, the person that comes to mind immediately is Coach Dungy in Tampa Bay.
Sure.
And when Coach Gruden comes in, he turns this thing around. And unfortunately for us, they go to the Super Bowl, you know, on us. They go to the Super Bowl on us. So I get where you're coming from. I'm not okay with it, but I understand it. Because here's the reality of what the Phillies are right now. They didn't make a whole lot of changes in the offseason. They did not. You know, there was a whole lot of talk about getting other players and, you know, getting Juan, trying to get Juan Soto and all this other stuff and trying to shake this lineup up a little bit. They didn't do any of that. Instead, they're starting to try to internally fix everything. And, you know, who was it that told us last week? Was it Greg Murphy that said that, you know, the third best hitting group in Major League Baseball?
It was Greg, yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive. That's pretty impressive when you think about what has happened with the Phillies. So I long talked to say all this. I don't think it's fair. I don't think he should be, but I understand it if he is.
Yeah, and look, I you mentioned the Tony Dungy example. We have one here with Rob Thompson. He was the fill-in, right? Like
yeah.
they struggled in 2022, and they booted Girardi mercifully because I couldn't handle it anymore. I don't think the players could either. And they took off under Rob Thompson. 215-592-9494. I know we don't want to talk much about this because we want to have optimism, and we should have optimism. It's a good baseball team. But this team was 41-41 after June last year. That includes the playoffs. They were a 500 baseball team. If this team starts out 500 in April or worse, or 500 through the beginning of May or worse, I pull the plug. I can't waste this season and let this thing go down the drain if the manager isn't the right guy anymore. 215-592-9494. Then we got this yesterday. Here's Topper on the lineup, as it sounds like we're going to have two lineups to start the season.
I know the question everybody's asked all spring is your lineup. What will it look like come Thursday? Is today a pretty good preview, or is that just reading too much into it?
Well, we're going to go with Trey leading off tomorrow. So we're still fighting through it. And I'm thinking about, you know, maybe against a left-handed starter, it's Trey leading off, right-hand starter, it's Schwarber leading off. But I'm not quite there yet. But the nine guys you see today are going to be in the lineup on opening day.
All right, we call this the Topper hedge. He's hedging here. He's going to go into the season with two different lineups. Hugh, I think when we were down at spring training a week ago, we started to put the pieces to this together. Like, this might be what he's doing. Because if you look at the lineups every day in spring training, when it's a righty pitching, he goes Schwarber.
Mm-hmm.
When it's a lefty, he goes Turner. So he's been showing us his hand. We just didn't realize what he was doing the first few weeks. Well, look, I think they're in a vacuum. I get what he's doing because maybe one's
trying to shake it up.
Shake it up. But the Schwarber thing worked. And if you go away from that and it doesn't work, then I'm going to sit here and say, well, why'd you change that?
Because that's the only lever you had to pull. I think that, you know, we all know the definition of insanity. I don't have to tell you that. And the fact that we're running this back, even though we were the third best hitting team in baseball, scoring runs in baseball, we didn't get to the ultimate goal. And the bats got cold. I feel like the reason why he's doing it like this, Joe, is because he's trying to shake up what hasn't really changed a whole lot for him. And he's trying to figure out ways to keep guys fresh, keep guys engaged, and not let the bats go cold late in the season. Because that's been the biggest problem. You know, everything that they've set out to do over the last three seasons since I've been here, they've accomplished. They just haven't accomplished the ultimate goal. So I see why they ran it back. But to your point, if it doesn't get done this time, then they're going to have to look at the manager, because you're not going to look at the money guys. The money guys aren't going anywhere. When you talk about these guaranteed contracts and the fact that you couldn't move Alec Boehm in offseason, that should tell you everything that you need to know. So he's going to be the guy that if it doesn't go right, he's probably going to be the fall guy.
And I think that's fair. 215-592-9494. Should Rob Thompson be in the hot seat to start the season? And then for me, I keep going back to this. We threw this out there on Friday because we saw it and it caught our attention. Bryce Harper did a Q&A with Scott Lauber, the Inquirer, last week. And he was asked, how do you reconcile the fact that your team has won more in the regular season for, you know, 4 or 5 years in a row now, but keeps going backwards in the playoffs, World Series, LCS, and then last year losing the Mets? And Bryce Harper, it was a long answer. I'm going to read to you a portion of the answer. This is a quote from Bryce Harper about reconciling winning more in the regular season versus struggling in the playoffs the last couple of years. Quote, there's a give and take of, you know, you like to win, you want to win, so you don't want to take away winning the division. But it's about winning the pennant or the division series and getting further. In 2023, I think Arizona outpitched us, outplayed us, outcoached us, everything those last couple games. Then obviously the Mets last year, same thing. They outcoached us, outplayed us, outperformed us. Bryce Harper twice, when talking to Scott Lauber, the Inquirer, said the word outcoached. I can't say it doesn't mean anything. I don't know. I can't get in Bryce's head and know what he meant by saying that. But I wonder if that clubhouse has lost some faith in Rob Thompson, a guy that 2 years ago, 3 years ago, he was like the magic button that helped push them over the top. Sometimes in sports, though, it changes fast. 215-592-9494. Should Rob Thompson be on the hot seat to start the season? I say yes. Hugh doesn't want to say yes, but he gets it. Kyle, where do you come down as we start a Philly season with great expectation, but also I think some angst? Like, what are they going to be and how much time is left?
So, and this isn't even coming from a place of me being an anti-Topper guy. I don't think he's a bad manager by any means. I don't even think he's necessarily the reason that the team hasn't been able to get over the hump over the last few years. This is really just kind of like, I guess I think back to 2022 when the Phillies got off to a really bad start with Joe Girardi. And the move that they made was to fire Joe Girardi and put Rob Thomson in place.
Yep.
And it sort of provided that spark for the team. We've been talking about this roster, and we were doing the clock ticking thing. The clock's ticking on this team. Like, this is put up or shut up time for the Phillies if they want to win the World Series. And if they don't, and if it's disappointing again, then we're talking about breaking up the core of this team in the offseason. However, you can't break up the core of this team in May. And if they're falling behind, if they look like they're, you know, about to fall very far behind the Braves or the Mets in the division, and it looks like the season could be lost early on, it's the only lever I think they'll have left to pull. I mean, they can shake the lineup around as much as they want, but it might just be where the Phillies need sort of a wake-up call or an attitude change, and they're not going to be able to do that by shaking up the core of the team. It feels like the last thing that they can do, the last button to push, would be to replace the manager. And I wouldn't even be 100% sure it works, but it feels like desperate times call for desperate measures, and that may have to be the measure.
Yeah, it may have to be. 215-592-9494. And then, you could also realize the last couple of years they had a chance to give him a long-term contract. They just kept adding one extra year to his deal. It kind of makes you wonder, like, how married are they to Rob Thomson? Look, I think Topper's been a good Phillies manager. I like him. I think most of the time when they struggle, it's not – I don't look at him. But at some point, they got to get over the hump here. And the last half of last season, they were not a good baseball team. They stunk in the playoffs. If that continues into the start of the season, I can't just sit on my hands and say, oh, well, hopefully they figure it out. No. The National League is better. The Mets are better. The Braves will be better. I need this team to be good from the jump. And if they're not, I got the manager in the hot seat. 215-592-9494. We start here. Opening day is Thursday. It's weird to have a manager in the hot seat this early. But off the last 2 years, do you believe Rob Thomson should be on the hot seat to start this season? Let's go to the phone lines here as we start Phillies week, opening day on Thursday. Chris in Middletown is up on WIP. Hey, Chris.
Happy Phillies week, man.
It is a Phillies
week. Happy.
Baseball's back on Thursday. What's up, Chris?
This Rob Thomson thing's got me irritated, but I'm very irritated because I just found out that the game I'm going to next week, Taiwan Walker's on the hill, but I'll digress. Let's go to Rob. Rob's Canadian bacon has got the heat under it right now, all right? And by the way, Hugh will agree with this.
No,
Canadian
I caught
bacon,
that.
Terrible.
I
don't like Canadian bacon. Not the same.
That's the round bacon. It's like ham.
Yeah.
It's basically ham, right?
Yeah. Some people call pork roll Canadian bacon, yeah. Taylor not, ham, not, yeah. Not the same. Not
I thought pork roll and Canadian bacon were different.
Are they?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
I think
the Canadian bacon's like the back bacon.
Oh.
Like back the, bacon.
Yeah. But it's but pork roll and Canadian bacon are like both they shape the same.
And
am I right about that?
On a Monday.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay. It's not good either way.
Anyway, Rob Thomson.
Yes. Anyway, Rob Thomson. Kyle, Rob Thomson. Stop talking about bacon. Guys, what the hell is going on with this lineup? You said this a few days from the start of the season, and we can't even name a leadoff. And now he's talking about rotations and two different things. What the hell is going on here? You know, Schwarber is the most successful option. All right, he gave Turner all the chances in the world in spring training. I rooted for him. I wanted his Mr. Sensitivity to pull himself together. And what happened? He failed miserably. He was given all the opportunity. He couldn't grasp at it. And now all of a sudden, like, we're still going to cowtail to Turner and he still gets a chance. And now we got to lose regular season games because, you know, we got to play to him. Listen, the players are comfortable. They're comfortable complaining. They're comfortable talking. And there's a lot of comfortability going on there. You know this can be a problem, all right? Castellanos wanted to play every game last year, and he stunk in the beginning of the season and didn't get set for one game. Because why? Because he wanted to play. Bryce wants to play first, and he wants to bat third. So what happens? Bryce plays first and Bryce bats third. Now Bryce comes out and says, oh, well, I'll do it. And then he goes, well, I'll do it for a little while. And now he wants to start, you know, GM Bryce is going to, who's got a loud voice, is going to start throwing Topper down. Like, bone melts down. Guys, there's such a long thing. Here's the problem here. There's a lack of discipline and strong odor of arrogance that is omitting from this team. Rob has clearly let this develop, and it is time for shut up and do it. All right, it's either put up or shut up, because I'm done with this. You either win a World Series or you get the boot.
Well, yeah, Chris, yes, on that. And Chris, appreciate the phone call. But I'm beyond that. Like, Chris mentioned there's a stench or whatever out there. There's a stench of wake me up when we get to October. I'm not doing that, because I need this team to be good from the jump. Hugh, from the end of June last year to the end of the season, they were a 500 team. That can't continue to start the season, because then it's not like a blip. Then it's what they've become.
Yeah, because what's going to happen with this fan base is, if it trends in the direction that it was in last year, where, you know, when you're talking about they just kind of hovered around 500 and it was going back and forth, then people are going to panic. People are going to panic. They're going to have no faith in this team is going to turn it around when the postseason starts. So that's where we are. It's one of those things where if we can have consistency throughout, then I think that would make this fan base feel better. But at the end of the day, if it starts out slow, then there's probably going to be some panic buttons being pushed.
Yes, and I think it's fair. Look, this is a $300 million payroll, and the last half of last year they played like a 500 team. Those numbers don't go together.
Yeah.
They've got to be better than that. They have to be better from the jump. And I know a lot of people are intrigued by this lineup thing. There's one thing that worked for the Phillies since Rob Thompson took over. Schwarber is the leadoff hitter.
Schwarber.
And you're going to mess with that. It better get results. Otherwise, I'm going to go back to the manager and say, what are you doing? 215-592-9494. Should Rob Thompson be in the hot seat to start the season? By the way, Hugh and I both did the same thing during Chris's call.
Difference.
We're sitting here Googling Canadian bacon and looking at what it looked like. So Kyle's right on the where it comes from. And my thought process was the look, because sometimes Canadian bacon will look like a pork roll or Taylor, and the way they slice it, but it's different.
Well, it's the loin.
Yes.
Like, the Canadian bacon is from the loin.
Comes from the back.
And, back bacon?
And, back bacon.
Yeah, you're right. And the American bacon is more fatty, and it's more aggressively seasoned.
Now, you as the bacon guy, right?
Yeah, you know what I mean? I know about that. It's aggressively seasoned.
Do you like Canadian bacon?
It's ham.
Okay.
It's ham. Kyle, you can't tell me.
You just looked it up, man.
No,
you're
it is.
Try
but
and
it,
tell me that it's ham.
It has a. It says in the definition, it has a ham-like texture. So it's ham.
No, well, ham-like doesn't mean it's ham.
It's ham-like is ham.
No, Hugh.
No, ham-like.
That's just
no,
like
no,
people
no, no,
like.
No,
no, no, okay, no. Well, okay. No. Well, tell me this. Why would people say they eat like other foods that are is not chicken? Is always it has a chicken-like texture.
Well, but it's not
because
chicken.
It's not chicken.
Yeah, but it's a ham.
But they're comparing it.
Where does ham come from?
Hugh,
I'm just
you're trying
question.
To tell me that ham-like and ham is the same thing. There's a reason that they're saying it's ham-like, because it's not actually
where
ham.
Where does ham come from?
You're not going to convince me that it's ham.
I'm just asking a question. Where does ham come
from? Are you asking me a rhetorical question? Do you know the answer?
Here we go. We're off to a flying start today.
And it's only Monday.
Well, you're the one trying to tell me ham-like and ham is the same thing. It's not.
I just asked where ham come from. This is kind of like Houston and Houston. Spelled the same.
Those are exactly the same word.
No, but some people say Houston.
I know, but it's spelled the same.
Yeah, but it's Houston. It's Houston. It's not Houston.
I'm with you on that. I think
it's ham-like texture.
But ham-like and ham are not exactly the same.
Ham comes from the thigh or the leg.
When you see
this
Canadian
comes from
bacon,
the loin.
If you didn't know
it's
what
different.
It was, you would think it was ham. No. Little round cut ham.
Well, first of all, I had the correct answer, so not necessarily.
You had the correct answer, but it's ham-like, so in essence it's ham.
No, okay. Ham comes from the leg.
Yeah, Canadian bacon.
We have lost
you're
the plot.
You're just wrong.
We've lost the plot. 215-592.
I like how we argued over bacon. What is
now I'm fired up.
Well, speaking of that, later in this show today, there is an enormous reveal. We dug something up around here. We got to bring to the audience that's going to change your view on Hugh and bacon forever. All right, Jeff in Wilmington, what's up, Jeff?
What's up, guys?
What's
just arguing
on,
about
bro?
Bacon and Rob Thompson. You know, normal Monday.
Doesn't bacon come from the pork belly? Isn't that a thing? Like, yes. I don't know, man.
Yes, it's pork belly. American bacon. It comes from the pork belly.
Yeah, I don't really ask about pork where it comes from because I'll eat sausage and hot dogs and all that stuff, and I don't need to know. It's fine. And I grew up on a farm. I don't really care. Just serve it up. I'm ready. So I would say, yes, Thompson is on the hot seat. And I was telling Kyle, until you win a World Series with this group of people, you are on the hot seat because they have such a good team. And even though the players failed, there seems to be, just like Chris said, there's just too much, their attitude is just like whatever. But they also have an attitude of like, well, you can't change anything. What's that going to do?
Yeah, it won't do anything.
Wrong.
Yep, I agree.
No, I still don't think, I've told you this before, I still don't think that the Kyle Schwarber experiment really, really worked. Because when you think about it, he struggled to hit 200 two out of the last 3 years. And he's only gotten 99 RBIs. And I just feel if you put him in deeper in the lineup, fourth, fifth, or sixth, that he'll be 140 RBI guy and you'll be more productive that way. Turner being the leadoff, I don't want him there anywhere near the leadoff spot. So I don't know. And when he said we're still working it out, dude, you're 5 days away or 4 days away from opening day.
I know. Like it's go time. Like there's a game on Thursday. We got a real game here.
Yeah, I don't want an extended spring training here in April. I mean, come on.
Well, Jeff, that's a good point. These games count on Thursday, and it feels like we're gonna be experimenting well into the season. Yep.
Yeah. Now, what you said earlier about they started out great last year, and then the last 82 games.
Yeah, 41-41. Yep.
You know, it would be okay if they. I'm say okay. It won't be okay, but you'd rather have them start off at 500 and then get hot later in the year. You can't go into the playoffs cooling down. It's not going to work.
Well, no, it isn't. I mean,
these guys get cold. It's like a refrigerator in there.
Yeah, it really. And we saw that last year. They thought they could turn it on, and they thought they could flip the switch, and they didn't. And Jeff, we appreciate the phone call. 215-592-9494 to hop in as we argue about bacon here to start the show. Should Rob Thompson be in the hot seat to start the year? For me, yes. Like they spent this lineup thing. I understand some of the reasoning behind it. We'll get into it on the other side. Some of the pros, the cons, the logic of why the Phillies may have two lineups to start this season. You could react to that. Turner some days, Schwarber other days, righty, lefty, all that kind of stuff. But should Rob Thompson be in the hot seat here? I say yes. It's two straight years of going backwards in the postseason. It's the last chance for this group to go win a championship before they probably are broken up through free agency and whatever else, moves they're going to make here. And I look at this team and I look at this manager and say, if he's not getting the best out of them, and I got a quote from Bryce Harper saying they were outcoached in back-to-back postseasons, that one makes me wonder if the clubhouse is starting to question Topper. 215-592-9494. Should Rob Thompson be in the hot seat to start the season? I say yes. If it's a slow start, I would pull the plug. We'll get more into the lineup next, plus your chance to win a prize. Ton to get to today. It's the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. Rhea's going to join us at 11. We'll get an update on an Eagle that we're trying to figure out. Is he staying or is he going? And what the Eagles should do moving forward this offseason. The Daily Mock at 1 o'clock returns. We are about 4 weeks away from the NFL draft. And updated odds on the bracket of Hughes as we are down to the Sweet 16. We'll tell you who the new favorite is and some shocking information about one team in the bracket that we found out over the course of the weekend. But, Hugh,
yes.
I believe Rob Thompson should be on the hot seat to start the season. We'll see where everyone feels on this.
It's a complicated situation,
it is,
Joe.
It is. Well, the lineup to start the year is making it more complicated, as it now sounds like the Phillies are absolutely going to have two different leadoff hitters, sometimes Trey Turner, sometimes Kyle Schwarber, depending on the opposing pitcher. Let's hear from Bryce Harper, though, because, back when spring training began, Bryce made it clear he'll do what the team wants, but he is, this is what thinks he is.
Obviously, I'm a three-hole hitter, what I have been, but whenever they tell me to hit two or four, I've done that in the past, as you guys know, so I want to win. So I don't care what that takes. You want to start out hot, and you're going to go the ebbs and flows of the season, obviously. But as a team, we just need to understand to just play the game all year long, play it right, play it hard, take the ebbs and flows, and get hot at the right time, obviously, by the end of the year. And, I mean, obviously, I want to win the division. That's the first thing. And then get into the postseason and stuff like that. But it doesn't matter if you're the best team in baseball or not. You just got to go in there and play the game and do it the right way all the way through.
All right, Hugh, where do you come down now that Topper has made this pretty much official, that they're going to have two different lineups, one against lefties, one against righties? What do you think of this? Because there's pros and cons to doing this, and I understand he's trying to optimize the lineup because Turner is better against lefties, so you want to put in there to start against lefties. Schwarber is better against righties. But Hugh, what's interesting to me is this doesn't affect those two guys. It affects all of the top four. So the way it looks like, against lefties, it's going to go Turner, Harper, Bohm, Schwarber. Against righties, Schwarber, Turner, Harper, Bohm. So all four of them, every day, depending on the opposing pitcher, are going to have to move around. What do you think of that?
I don't think it's that big of a deal. Granted, never played baseball, so I don't know how effective or affected I would be by that. But the bottom line is this. I think that the situation that the Phillies are in right now, everybody has to be more malleable. Malleable. Yeah, I got it out there. Look at me. Malleable, that worked weird. That was good.
You
I did a good
nailed
job. The fact that when I said it, everybody kind of looked and was impressed.
Now, no, I was not going to make a big deal out of it.
No, listen.
But if you want to celebrate the little wins,
no, you got to. You have to. Every now and then, you have to celebrate the little wins, especially coming off a weekend.
Yeah.
And on a Monday, yes. I won't try to do it again, though.
Big day
but
for
anyway,
you.
But anyway, that's where we are because we didn't make a whole lot of changes, man. And you have to be open to doing things different. Keep saying it. Definition of insanity. We all know what it is. Mm. This team didn't do a whole lot. You know, if the Eagles went into the season last year and didn't make any changes defensively or anything like that, we would be killing Howie.
That's true.
You know what I mean? We would be killing him. But we're sitting back. We're really, as a fan base, I think we're kind of giving them the benefit of the doubt by saying we'll just wait to the postseason. Because we've seen what this team has been during the regular season. So I think that's the grace period. We'll just see what happens in the postseason. Now, with that being said, I know nobody's going to sit there with their arms folded and just be quiet. We're going to live and die with every
pitch.
People
are saying that now.
Yes.
Yeah, wait till they're 1-3.
Wait till Wednesday.
People
wait till Wednesday roll around.
Out.
Yeah, they're gonna flip out, man. But that's kind of where we are because – I think people are still on that emotional high of the Eagles, and we're in limbo when it comes to the Sixers. You know, we didn't have that bridge to get us from one sport to the next this year.
No, we
just didn't have it.
Yep.
So we're kind of like, you know, we're still riding that emotional Eagles high, and we're just waiting for the baseball season to start with our arms folded right now because no games are – they don't matter. They're not meaningful. But, boy, when the season starts, that – like sitting down, what they say, just sitting on the fence.
Yeah.
Oh, that's going to change.
No, that's over. So you're okay with the two different lineups?
I am. I am because I look at it like this, Joe. We talked all offseason about some of the moves that were going to be made that weren't made. No moves were made.
Mm.
And I think that they wanted to make moves, but for whatever reason, it just didn't work out. So now you have to run back. But everybody has to be they have to want to do things differently.
Well, that's a key. The buy-in is the key, and Topper's got to get their buy-in. And not just – like, it's one thing to get their buy-in today. It's another thing a week from now, 2 weeks from now, if Harper's slumping a little bit, he might go like, hey, I don't mind two or three, but I need to know every day. Like, is Topper ready for the backlash to this? Because I think on paper, there's logic to this. I don't think it's crazy, the idea, but – there's going to be some backlash. Let me give you another thing that could happen. Let's say Trey goes 3-for-3 on Thursday. Mm-hmm. And then the next game, he's not the leadoff hitter. Because
no, you can't. I don't think. See,
the plan seems to be lefty-righty. So results should not affect that, right? If he goes 3-for-3 and the next pitcher is the opposite hand, then he's not leading off the next day. You know what I mean? Like, it feels like it's a slippery slope for a manager to go down this path.
Yeah, hopefully. He doesn't go 0-for-3.
Well, hopefully not. Or
hopefully.
No, but what if he goes 3-for-3 and then he's not the leadoff hitter the next day?
Yeah. I mean, there's something to that. But I think that going into this season, you have to be in a position where you have to be adjusted. You have to be able to adjust.
Let's hear Scott Fransky. He was on with us this past Friday for our first Fransky Friday, and he was hinting at what we now seem to know, which is they're going to have two different lineups to start this season.
If you go and say X is my Y, for instance, Trey is my leadoff hitter, then the first time you deviate from that, everybody says, well, what? I thought Trey was your leadoff hitter. It's just like the closer thing. If I say Alvarado's my closer and then I use him in the eighth, they'll be like, wait a minute, I thought he was your closer. And Rob has never been one to want to manage that way. And so I do not think – it would not surprise me at all to see some different lineups coming out of the gates from the Phils.
So I totally understand Scott's analogy. The only difference is they've had a leadoff hitter for the past 2 years. His name is Kyle Schwarber. Right?
Schwarber.
If the Phillies really haven't had a closer. They just do different guys, so we don't lock into this one person, and all of a sudden the next year he's not this guy anymore. We know the Schwarber thing works, and it seems like they're going to go away from it, at least on a third or 40% of the days. 215-592-9494. Kyle, what do you think? Do you like the two lineups? Because it feels like this has gone from, maybe, to, this is what they're doing starting on Thursday.
Not really. I mean, it's honestly just kind of annoying. Like, pick one. I don't understand why we're going to be we're probably going to be one of the only teams in baseball that's doing this multiple lineups thing. Like, can they make a decision? I'm a Kyle Schwarber leadoff hitter guy. But also, when I think about Trey Turner going one, Topper said that means Bryce Harper has to be the number two hole.
So it changes everyone in the top four every day.
Right. And so, Bryce said he wants to be, Bryce said, I'm a three hole hitter. So I don't understand why we need to toy with this kind of thing. I get it, but I would rather them just go and stick with one lineup, and you know what my lineup would be. And it would have Kyle Schwarber at the top.
Yeah, mine would too. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. Should Rob Thompson be in the hot seat to start this season? I say yes. This lineup thing is adding to that. If they play in April the way they played last July, August, September, and October, I'd make a change. Like, I would have a very short leash with Rob Thompson. Where do you come down on Topper? And do you like the idea of multiple lineups, which really, it's not just moving guys 6, 7, 8. It's 1, 2, 3, 4 every single day could be different. Chris in Nazareth is up on WIP. Hey, Chris.
Hey, Joe. How you doing?
Good, Chris. What's up?
He definitely, absolutely, 100% got to be on the hot seat. I mean, the last 2 years, I'll put it this way, after Sirianni had the 2023 meltdown, everybody in Philly wanted him gone. They were going to hang him from the Walt Whitman Bridge. Okay, after our last two postseasons with
Chris,
he got a pass.
Hey, Chris.
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
I'm sitting here. I'm sitting here, too.
Oh, hi, Hugh. How are you?
There we go. Now.
They don't know who he is.
now we can have a show.
Okay, now we're good. All right, go ahead. Keep going, Chris.
But Monday. They wanted to get rid of Sirianni. Rob got a pass. And let me tell you something. When they lost those two home games to Arizona at home, in my book, that's as bad as losing those last six games for the Eagles. He's got to be on the hot seat. And you know what? Turner hasn't done anything to show me he could be a leadoff guy. So if you're really, really serious about having somebody other than Kyle Schwarber, it can't be him. Maybe Stott, but if not Stott, stick with Schwarber. Okay,
I agree. And the Turner thing, it's like, I think for a lot of people, he looks like a leadoff hitter. He should be a leadoff hitter, but
with
he does
speed and everything.
Yeah, but he doesn't get on base. I mean, that's the bottom line.
And then the other thing is, okay, with the lineup, we had the season started with Justin Crawford. He's at AAA.
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So in center field, he's going to have Marsh. So listen to this. He's number one. I think he's a defensive liability out there. Number two, he don't hit lefties. Number three, he strikes out 30-40% against righties. And number four, he's a poor base runner. And I think go with the guy who hits 245, plays Gold Glove in center field, runs the bases, let him keep the bench warm for Crawford until Crawford is ready. I think he's going to be ready by mid-season.
So you're talking about Rojas. You're talking about Rojas.
Yeah, Rojas. Yeah. I mean, come on. I know he hits 245, but you got to be strong up the middle as a baseball team. And I don't like watching Marsh out there wandering around chasing a fly ball, dropping at the warning. I just can't take it.
Yeah, Marsh is they thought he was more than he was. A Chris, good phone call, but he's fine. I mean, I don't expect much more to Brandon Marsh.
Can I say something real quick? This is my home. When I come into this studio, I treat this like my house. And so out of respect for me, just like I get respect for the caller speak to me, we're not doing this anymore. I let it slide a couple times. We're not doing this anymore. You call in, I give you respect on this radio station. Joe's not sitting here by himself.
Say hi to both of us.
I understand that you might be a diehard baseball person and you don't want to talk to me because however you feel, but this is my home. And respect my home. When you walk into my door, say hi to me. You ain't got to speak to me, but you're gonna acknowledge that I'm here. You're going to do that. My fault.
No,
carry
you're,
on.
You're good. So, I'm with you. Say hi to both of us. Or if you're mad at me, then you can just talk to you.
Even if they're mad at you, Joe, they're going to speak. Because that's just respect. That's just a mutual respect thing.
Unless it's Jay from West Philadelphia.
Well, you know Jay. Jay likes
if
to
I need a break, I'll just go in the other room while you talk. I mean, I'm good with that.
Yeah, that's intentional.
Yeah, and I intentionally will leave. I'm good with that. 215-592-949. No, well said, Hugh. Say hi to both of us when you call in. All right, before we go back to the phone lines here, we do have a prize to give away. It might be
my favorite type.
It might be the way to win the prize is just to say hi to both of us.
Let me go get my notes.
That's the baseline. No, we got a great prize today. A gift card from Sunoco. Get the highest level performance out of your car with 94 octane. Now available exclusively at Sunoco gas stations in Philadelphia. So on my copy here, it says that it's a $94 gift card. I like round numbers.
I like it when you take control of the situation.
I like round numbers.
Taking charge.
$100. We're giving away a $100 gift card to Sunoco, and we're going to do it with a game called Hugh's Clues.
Have you seen my dog, Hugh? He's got a brand new clue. It begins with a tramp stamp. Everybody's looking for Hugh's Clues. Come on in. Hugh's Clues. It's Hugh's Clues and you.
I might need some help with this first because okay. I kind of wrote it out. I got it now because okay. I sometimes, full disclosure, I can't read my own handwriting because I was writing kind of fast. But here we go, people. This first clue, this person, in honor of Coach Jackson this weekend, went down to Delaware State to see Coach Jackson.
I think he's going to do it.
I find it fascinating how, you know, you might know somebody in one way. But when you see him in a different light.
Sure, yeah.
He was intense. He was out there, like, taking notes. He was locked. It was just different. Especially and it was a side of him that I've never seen before.
Especially when you see someone that's more in, like, an authoritarian kind of role.
Yes, man. And he, attention to detail, that was the biggest thing that I got from practice and everything. It was more attention to detail. And I'm excited about Delaware State football. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to try to figure out. You know, because what we do in football season for us is going to be kind of busy.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm definitely going to try to go down there and make a couple of games. But I'm pretty sure y'all got the first clue. It's a famous coach. This person that I'm talking about is a famous coach.
All right. Famous coach, your first clue. 215.
Fictional coach. My fault.
Fictional
coach. I'm sorry, people. I was so excited about a famous fictional coach.
Well, that certainly leads people down a different path. All right,
yes.
So famous fictional coach for Hugh's first clue for Hugh's Clues. $100 gift card on the line today to Sunoco. 215-592-9494. Should Rob Thompson be in the hot seat to start the season? I say yes. I like Rob. I've defended him before. But the end of last season was rough. The way they seemed to have no life to them the last 2 months was rough. The way they played in the postseason was rough. And I'm not sitting here trying to be doom and gloom on the season. I'm excited for the Phillies. And if they get off to a great start, then Rob's, it's great. Let's roll and try to win a championship with Rob Thompson.
You're giving him the side eye, though.
Yeah, he's got the side eye going into the season. And specifically, because he took the best leadoff hitter they have, and he's making him a part-time leadoff hitter. And we're taking Bryce Harper, who said out loud, Kyle played it for you, I'm a three-hitter. And now he's sometimes two-hitter, sometimes three-hitter. They're shaking up four spots in the lineup every day. They're four best hitters. It's good for what? To get Trey Turner going? It feels like a little bit of a desperation move. It feels like a move from a manager who knows he's got to shake something up and doesn't know what to do. And if it works, I will say, you know what? Good job, Rob Thompson. If it doesn't, I will say he's got to get out of here. Mark in Wilmington. What's up, Mark?
Hey, how are you?
Good, Mark.
How are you both?
Appreciate that,
Mark. We're great, Mark.
No, you know what, Mark? When you said, hey, how are you, that was good enough.
Yeah.
That was good enough.
Okay, I want to make sure.
That was good enough.
Hey, yeah, you know what? I don't think it's as big a deal as we're making out the lineup thing. Hitting wherever. I mean, I think like Turner needs, whether it's him or not, he needs to be more disciplined wherever he's batting. But I don't think it's as big a deal as we're making right now. And I know, as you said, Schwarber has been a fantastic leadoff guy. But he's got a lot of leadoff home runs, and I wouldn't mind if sometimes they were two or three run home runs.
With somebody in position.
Yeah.
He's not your typical leadoff guy. So doing something a little different, having not a, a typical setup for the leadoff guy, that's different too. So I just think, you know, I don't think it's the end of the world. It's something to try a little bit, and I think Schwarber is going to be fine batting wherever he is. Turner, we'll see. You know, he's so hot and cold, and sometimes swings at bad pitches. And I would not have the coach on the hot seat before the season started yet. I get it. I get that, you know, we've been disappointed the last few years, and talk to me in a month and 2 months from now, and if they're terrible, I might say something different.
Well, so, and Mark, that's really what's in my brain. And Mark, we appreciate the phone call. Like, that, it's not so much I'm firing Rob Thompson if they lose opening day. I mean, let's be serious. It's a 162-game season. But Rob Thompson, it's funny, like, I think it was two callers ago, they brought up the Sirianni comparison. It isn't that different, Hugh. We walked into last season. Now we have the gift of knowing what happened in retrospect, right? Mm-hmm. Sirianni won the Super Bowl. But heading into last season, Nick Sirianni was absolutely on the hot seat.
Yeah.
I mean, like, we were talking about, I mean, I said fire him after week four, but, like, the conversation was, if they struggle, he's going to be out of here.
Yeah.
With Topper, it's like, I don't know what it is. He's more likable? I think Topper's likable. I think people like Rob Thompson.
I think a lot of people are, nothing's changed, and they're more concerned about some of the moves he could potentially make in the regular season and in the postseason for that matter. So
yeah.
I think it's a little bit of that. So that's why I think a lot of people are skeptical of the two line. Well, you're skeptical of the two line of things. But I look at it more of you got to do something because you didn't add any pieces.
Well, they did. I mean, nothing of significant. No, that's for sure. The team is pretty similar to what it was last year. And I think in a vacuum, what he's doing makes sense. I'm usually for optimizing a lineup and putting the right personnel out there and all that. But they're human beings. You're changing every day four spots. If it was just Turner and Schwarber flipping back and forth, just two people involved, I might think differently. This is four spots every day are going to be different. And I keep pointing back to this. If Turner goes 3-for-3 on Thursday, he's not leading off on Saturday because of righties pitching? Feels like a can of worms that the manager's opening to try to spark something. Will in the Northeast. What's up, Will?
Dream team, how y'all doing this morning?
Hey, Will. What's up, buddy?
All right. I think it's time for Topper to make a make a call with Charlie, man. Ask him, you know, because he's a champion. Ask him, what did he do? How could, like, give me some advice on how I could get these guys on board and stay on board. How can I get these guys' confidence built back up? How can I get these guys to believe in each other and to believe in me? You know what I'm saying? It's just like, you know, you had these 2 to 3 seasons to understand a lot of the game and a lot of games we lost because we can't get on base. And then when we do load the bases, we can't get them off the bases. So we got to incorporate the small ball, man. I mean, it's been like 2 to 3 seasons, and you still ain't realized that? Get these guys, everyone, even if the sluggers, get them to make some sacrifices, to get some infield hits, and get on base, man. Enough's enough. I don't want to – we ain't trying to hear we going to the championship, we going to the playoffs. We've been there, done that. It's time to win a championship, man. It's time now, man. It's like there's no more excuses in here. I think after a certain amount of games, yeah, I think he should be on the chopping block. And guess what? And he should be notified. So guess what? He'll have to come up with some type of game plan where he's going to get these guys all involved and game with each other. So, you know, I think he is going to be on the chopping block this season because it ain't no more excuses you can give us, man. Trying to change the lineup and all that, but listen, man, it is what it is.
It is.
And that's the thing, man. And Harper, listen, you ain't really got no room to be speaking, man, because these last couple seasons, you the man, but you ain't showing it. You know what I'm saying? So it's time for you to step your game up. I'm tired of hearing you talk too. Let's bring it now.
Well, this, you know it, I mean? It feels all like a put up or shut up season for all of them.
Absolutely.
It is. All right, Will, are you ready to give a guess for Hugh's Clues? What fictional coach is Hugh talking about?
And Hugh,
yes.
I got another title for you.
What's that?
More better clues.
You know what? That's the one that might make the bracket next year.
Clues aren't supposed to be easy from the gate.
No, I'm just joking.
I think Clues Douglas could be one.
Clueless Hugh.
No. A couple times. Hey, well, a couple times we did this, man, and people got it out, knocked it out the park the first clue.
Okay. And that hurt you in his soul.
Yeah, that hurt my pride a little bit.
I'm gonna go with Any Given Sunday. Al Pacino.
It's a good guess.
That's a really good guess.
One of the ones we were bantering up before the show was that coach. So you were in Hugh's head. That's not the one we landed on, though. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard here on this Monday. We're 3 days away from opening day. Baseball starts this week. Should Rob Thompson be on the hot seat to start the season? The Phillies are going to start the year, according to Topper himself, with two different starting lineups, two different leadoff hitters, two different 1-2-3-4. Some days Turner against lefties, some days Schwarber against righties. Do you like that idea? And where do you stand on Topper as we start the season? I look at a team with a manager that was 500 from July on last year, got knocked out of the playoffs way earlier than anyone anticipated. Where do you come down on Topper? Should it be on the hot seat to start the season? I say yes. If they get off to a tough start in April and beginning of May, I'll change the manager. They did this 3 years ago, and they got to the World Series. I can't waste a $300 million roster. All right, we'll get to your phone calls here, and Rhea Hughes will join us after the break. We'll get her take on all of this next. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. It's the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. A great lawn is like a great sports team. It takes expertise and a little extra care to really stand out. That's where True Green comes in. They're the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. They know a thing or two about keeping grass looking like a fairway. It's more affordable than you think. They'll even match any competitor's price. Plus, True Green backs it all up with a satisfaction guarantee. Not happy. They'll come back between visits to make it right. Head to truegreen.com today. Let the pros do the work while you sit back and enjoy the results.